we begin the hour by welcoming back to the program a former major leaguer who spent 13 years as a member of the Boston Red Sox. He was an all-star, played in two World Series, racked up over 200 career homers, and for many years held the major league record for most home runs by a shortstop. We're pleased to welcome back Rico Petrocelli. Hello, Rico.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Yeah. How are you? How have you been in this strange year or so that we've been dealing with?
Yeah, it has been strange, and hopefully it's going to be over, I hope, soon. But, went to Florida for a while, and it was nice. The Red Sox had their spring training, and what was interesting there was that no one figured the Red Sox would be as good as they're showing right now, you know, because of injuries, past injuries. They didn't know what Rodriguez was going to do, and certainly what Sale's going to, you know, how he's going to be when he comes back. So they figured the Red Sox, well, maybe they'll be in the middle of the bunch, or even if they had another off year, that's okay. They're building up, but man, they've been really playing well.
Yeah, and a big part of that has been that pitching. Eduardo Rodriguez, as you mentioned, has been terrific so far, but Nate Eovaldi has been very solid. And some of these new guys, Nick Pivetta, who was with him for part of last season and pitched pretty well again last night, he's been a very solid number three or four guy.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you never know with the pitching. You can have names, good, guys that have success in the past, but you never know for the next year. You know, it could get hurt, it could just not focus or whatever it might be. But Eovaldi's come back strong. Rodriguez, he was a key guy. They needed him back, and everyone was concerned about the situation when he had the COVID and he had some heart problems, and that was a little scary. And thankfully, he's back, they have, when Sale comes back, if he's okay, and you know that they talk now that guy has Tommy John surgery, he comes back stronger.
Mm.
In a majority of the time, situations like that, you got to wait and see. But if he comes back, and then the rest of the guys can continue, at least pitching, keeping the team in the game. Boy, this could be a real fun year.
And offensively, we knew they'd score a lot of runs. They're off to a great start there. And one of the guys that I think doesn't get the attention he should, and I know you can appreciate as a former shortstop, but boy, what Xander Bogaerts does day in and day out is just something special.
He really is. He's just a terrific player. And, if he keeps it going, he's going to find himself in the Hall of Fame, but he's such a great athlete. When I watch him hit, I watch for the swing, because everybody's uppercutting, at least most guys, and he really isn't doing that. I mean, on a low pitch, sure, you got to go down and get it kind of, but, the pitches that are waist high and even the high pitches, he gets on top of. Got a nice level swing, but he has the power to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Now, between him, Bogaerts, and Devers, and J.D. Martinez, wow, that's three solid hitters that are guys that produce runs, and that's the big thing. No team, I don't think there's any team that's that ever won the World Series. I don't know, maybe the 1927 Yankees, but you don't have everybody knocking in, 100 runs and hitting 35 home runs. But if you have two or three that can do that and get some big hits for you like they're doing now, the rest of the guys, it helps the rest of the lineup. And the lineup gets on base for these guys, and you're going to score a lot of runs.
We're talking with Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown. You always need those unsung heroes, too, and a guy that I wasn't sure what to expect of coming into this season, but he's been terrific both defensively and at the plate, is Christian Arroyo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. I was talking to a friend the other day that it used to be, maybe it still is, with the Yankees, you know, you come from another team and did okay, but you put that Yankee uniform on and all of a sudden, boom, you know, you're really producing. If you're a hitter, your batting average is way higher and your home run total and so on. I think the same thing has happened with the Red Sox since 2004, especially winning championships. Guys come here now. Plus the fact that it's such a great sports town. I mean, all four of our major teams are, you know, people love. And this Red Sox team, if they can continue to do this, there's going to be a lot of excitement towards the end of the year too. But Arroyo, yeah, he's a pretty good player. So, yeah, you just never know. Gonzalez, Marwin Gonzalez, too. They're all chipping in.
And how much of a difference, Rico, do you think it makes having Alex Cora back?
Boy, I'm glad you asked that. Big difference. And I really, this proves it. I don't care what happens the rest of the year, but right now, this guy's a heck of a manager. And you know what he does? He does what the modern-day managers have to do. He gets the most out of his players. However he does it, and most of the time it's good communication. The guy knows the game. Yeah. You know, and he's come back. It's been adversity, you know, in his career as far as managerial experiences concerned, you know, with the situation that happened in Houston. And he's bounced back. I'm so happy they gave him a second chance. We'll never see anything like that again. Teams are stupid if they do it again, but you know, with this getting signs and all that stuff, that's electronically especially. But the guy is a terrific manager. He's a lifer, you know. His life is baseball, and he's prepared. I have a lot of respect for him, his ability as a manager.
We had a guy on the show a couple of weeks ago that you played against, Ron Bloomberg, who's got a new book out. And Ron, it's got some great stories in his books, but one of the things he said is that while he loved playing at Fenway, that Vince Orlando had what he thought was the worst clubhouse spread in baseball. It was always the same thing. So I'm wondering, when you played, what was the best clubhouse spread? When you went on the road, was there one place you really looked forward to going?
The Minnesota Twins.
Really?
Clubhouse. Oh, man, the clubhouse guy, and this is every night. If there was a long homestand, say 10 days, you know, there was 10 days, and his wife did all the cooking.
Wow.
He had a spread there. I don't know. You can put 3, 4, 5 tables together and everything, meat, fish, desserts. Appetizers, everything. And, of course, when guys did that, and he was the best, you know, you would tip him. So instead of going out to eat, you know, and late at night after a game, in the city, there's hardly anything open, if anything. And so you relied on the clubhouse guy in those situations to have something. And now, from what I understand, I don't know how true it is, they have chefs. Professional chefs in the clubhouse. Oh my God!
Well, Bloomberg said it at Fenway, at least in the visitors' clubhouse, it was always. I think he said always bratwurst and sauerkraut, and he was so excited one night when there were deviled eggs that he ate about 3/4 of them because he'd never seen them there.
You know, in our clubhouse, when Yaz endorsed the meat company, I think appearances for them, speaking engagements and all that. And all we had for about 2 months of the season, 2.5 months of the season was kielbasa. Oh, my God. After a while, guys were getting...
And a big loaf of Yaz bread, right?
And Yaz bread. But, we used to get Yaz, please, no more. Or bring something else. He'd laugh.
Now, you're in a pretty exclusive club, Rico, as one of the handful of guys who've had 2 home runs in a World Series game. I think it was Game 6 in 67. Yeah. And was it, were they both off Dick Hughes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Dick, sinker, slider, pitcher, and they tried to keep, the plan was to keep the ball away from me because I was, at Fenway especially, pretty much of a pull hitter. So he got one out over the plate. I got good wood on it, and I think I hit it the left center or maybe left. The first one's the left. And then the second one, I think it was a man on, but the manager comes out and says that, you know, keep the ball away from this guy. And, of course, I didn't hear that. I saw it on film. And, you know, keep away from him. You know, he hit the home run. He likes to pull the ball here. The manager goes back, and he throws the pitch, well, first or second pitch, and it was a little more outside. But I had an idea he was going to do that. And so I dove into the ball, and I, you know, hit one out the left center field. What a thrill, I tell you, especially in the World Series. Oh, my goodness. And we had to win that game to get to the seventh game. Unfortunately, we had to face Bob Gibson. But, yeah, that was very memorable, and it was so much fun to be in a World Series. Nothing like it.
Rico, was there one guy who was an outstanding pitcher that you hit very well?
I'm thinking I didn't hit great against him, but I Palmer for Baltimore and Mel Stottlemyre for the Yankees. We hit Cleveland pretty well, although they saw us off. They had guys, Louis Tiant, who's tough. I mean, Sudden Sam.
Oh yeah,
Dowell. Had good luck against him. So I mean, there was a handful of. Of pretty good pitchers, you know, that I just saw the ball well off. And the one guy I did not have very much luck with is, you've heard of him, Nolan Ryan. 5,600 strikeouts, and he got me. I told him, when I see him, I said, you know, I helped get you to the Hall of Fame, you know. All those strikeouts. No, but... yeah, it was a thrill. Thrill to play in the big leagues. A dream come true for me, and I really appreciate it. Lots changed in the game, as you know, with some new rules. But, hey, that's the way it goes, you know. Now the one thing most important to me is who won.
Right.
Who won.
Do you like this extra inning rule of putting a runner on second?
You know... I don't know. Not really. You know, I mean, yeah, sure, I'm old school, but I don't mind some rule changes. But, you know, the guy at second base, to me, it would be fairly easy to get him in unless you have a Nolan Ryan, you know, some of these flamethrowers, DeGrom or somebody else. But, you know, you can. What's the next hitter going to try to do? If he's not the, you know, the cleanup hitter or third hitter, the guy's gonna try to hit the ball the other way. Let's say he does, and the guy's at third base, you hit a fly ball, you know, you get the run, and if you're the home team, if the game's over, you know, it doesn't but I understand that they want to move these games along. These long 17 inning games, they are nuts. I mean, wow, you know, not only for the fans, but you know, you could ruin your whole pitching staff, your right. Bullpen, when you got to keep these guys in there, you know, more and more innings, and then you got a game the next day. So it's good. It's good, you know, in one way, and we're not used to it, you know, and so there's a lot of people who don't like it.
Have you been able to get out and play golf yet?
Oh yeah, I was in Florida for a couple of months, and yeah, I hit the ball pretty good. Jeez. In between the alligators running across the fairways, but you know, what the heck, that's Florida. But no, I'm getting ready to play Saturday.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's my game now.
Well, Rico, it's always fun for us to catch up with you. As always, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, and hopefully we'll talk with you again before too long.
Anytime, really. I enjoyed it, and I want to say hello to everybody up in Bangor, Maine. I'm telling you now, and I'll say it in front of the Boston fans, Maine, the best Red Sox fans in all New England. Diehard fans, no matter what, they stick with the Sox.
All right.
So we appreciate that.
All right. We appreciate you, Rico. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown. Always fun to catch up with him.
He's great. Oh. I just love Rico.
Love the
I'm
stories.
A Yankees fan, and I love Rico.
He's a New York guy.
Well, yeah, but also, and he hurt New York. I mean, we mentioned Mel Stottlemyre. I was remembering a rocket he hit right over second base to win a game against Stottlemyre.
And he talked about being a pull hitter, and he talked about Bogart's swing. Rico had, I would say, from my youth, along with Tony Conigliaro, about as perfect a Fenway Park swing as you have.
Yep.
Well, 40 homers in 1969. That tells you how good he was. Anyway, a lot of fun to check in with him this afternoon.